Motion.
But wait, let me hurry and catch up what I'm writing.
Do you want to make the motion or do you want someone else to make?
Is this the motion to waive?
We're gonna waive an impact fee. Is that legal?
Well, it is, but I'm gonna just give you my 2 cents here. So, I was just reading your bylaws about conflicts of interest. So.
Oh, where he's on that board.
Well, yeah, so I'll just read to you what it says, and it's fine, you can totally still do it. You just have a very specific procedure you need to follow when there are in conflicts.
Does he need to recuse himself from this vote?
From the vote, well, let me just read, because the district may not enter into a contract or transaction between the district or one of its board members or officers, or between the district and any other corporation, partnership, or association or other organization in which one of the district's board members or officers are on a board member, officer, or agent, or has a direct or indirect financial interest. So I don't know if you sit on.
I'm on the board.
Yeah, so.
Of the entity.
So we can't enter into that contract unless we do 3 things. So the first thing.
Okay, tell us the 3 things.
Sorry. So first thing is you just need to disclose whatever interest you have, how it might affect you financially, and so that's the first thing, right? The material facts of the position or financial interest held by the board member are disclosed.
In writing?
Nope, on the record. You can just do it on the record.
We're all to your board.
Yeah, so you just have to, and then the contract or the has to be approved by a majority of the disinterested board members. So the rest of you, right? You don't get a vote, the rest of you can vote. And then the last thing is you have to make a finding on the record, the board, that the contractor transaction is objectively fair to the district, right? So it's just, we make a finding, this is fair to the district. We're not just doing him a favor, right? Because he's not there. This is fair to the district. The water district benefits from this, or it's a fair thing for the district because of this, right? So those are 3 things you have to do. So
Mike needs to make a comment on public record.
Yeah, he just needs to say, hey, this is my interest in Duck Creek Village or whatever, right?
Okay, I'm a member of the Duck Creek Chamber of Commerce. I'll actually lose economically because when this is installed, I'll be donating my time and equipment to make the improvement. And I feel like it will benefit the district because it's a balance between the activities and funding down here, or the amount of revenue produced by the Duck Creek area as a compensation for the fishing derby, the fireworks, 4th of July, and helping with the irrigation as a fair compensation to benefit that community of Duck Creek.
Yep. So.
Did we cover task one is cover two?
Well, task one, because he doesn't get to make that finding. You guys have to make a finding. But task one is covered. He's disclosed his interest, right? So perfect. So then now everybody else gets to vote on it besides him.
So we just
you have to make a motion, though.
I make a motion.
Wait, let me, don't go too fast, because I have to.
I make a motion that the district. Yeah, we were working for the motion because I don't know if it's waived, if it is appropriate.
Yeah,
want to disclose or say I was on the board when the land was obtained through the district and then sold to the community. They did pay for the property. I thought that it included a water connection at that time. Our systems were up there. They've been using it. I didn't know they were hauling water for the horses all these years. I thought that they had a connection. So with that being said, I'd like to make a motion that we waive the connection fee, impact fee, or that they have a connection at zero cost from the district, that they can install at their cost and start paying the monthly fee.
Connection and impact fee. There's two separate fees there.
So waive the connection and impact fee, partially because they're going to do to accomplish the connection.
The meter barrel is installed. It just needs to be activated.
Oh. And
the water.
So that's my
water.
Okay,
do I say the findings in the motion
fee?
Or after?
No, after.
Okay.
So,
no, they're going to pay the water fee. They'll pay the water fee.
Okay, so now it's been moved and seconded. I think now you'd have a discussion
who's
on.
Who's seconded?
Sorry, Farrell second. I'm so sorry. Now you would have the discussion on, is this a, and the term is objectively fair thing for the district?
I would, you know, state that it's my opinion that it is objectively fair to the district and a benefit to the district, and restate that. I thought this was part of the deal when the land deeded over and that they were, in fact, using it, so.
Any opposition to doing this?
All right. So it's objectively fair because we thought we had already agreed to it, and then the benefits.
It is the best interest of the taxpayer in that area to have that benefit for the improvement of the property.
Yep, so we've now made that finding. Now we can vote and be done.
All in favor?
Aye. What is that? Mike did not.
I abstain.
Mike abstain.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, and I don't mean, that's just, I think we're going to have to go through that.
No, that's a good practice for us to.
It's a great one to learn on. Just
well designed. Thank you.
Yeah. All right.
Your bylaws.
We need another motion.
Wait, don't do another motion. I've got to make sure. Oh, okay.
Send us home, Carl Shelby. What's that? Make a motion to adjourn.
I move we adjourn.
Thank you.
Good one, Farrell. I really like that motion.
An hour earlier than
that. We need a second.
He seconded.
Steve seconded.
All in favor.
All right, perfect.
Golden Knights are up 2-1.
Oh, wow.